This is The Shorts, and you're listening to The Dirtbag Diaries.
Do you hear that? Yeah, that. Don't worry, neither do I. That's because that's the sound a digital recorder makes when it dies.
What happened to the digital recorder? I believe it was retired through a malfunction in the Camelback. Apparently, my college education did not teach me how to screw on a Camelback properly.
You may remember my childhood friend Brad from our Year of Big Ideas shows. Brad is a special kind of person. He's got this uncanny ability to realize his goals. When he puts his mind to something, he does it. And this year, that something, it's climbing El Cap. Don't worry about the fact that he's basically got no climbing experience or has no idea what he's getting himself into. We planned, we schemed. I tried to recruit others so that Brad would always have someone else double-checking his systems. It could also maybe help me out a little bit. But the time came, and Brad's flight arrived, and it was just me and Brad. Two old friends, one big, arguably bad idea, and 4 days to pull it off.
What I'm searching for, tell it straight, I'm trying to build a wall.
It began with poker. It always does. I took Brad's money, and he remembers this as well. But from here, memory becomes a sparse line of moments spread across a blank face. Unfazed and enthusiastic despite our lack of backup, Brad was the embodiment of ignorance's bliss. I knew better. This was about to hurt. Yosemite, it's always been a special place to me. It asks a lot, and here, more than elsewhere, I've always been able to answer. As soon as I start climbing, something happens to me. My mind turns off. There is no office. There is no forgotten training regime. There is no me. I turn off, and then I turn on. And the world consists of two directions, up and down. And they're divided by a simple question. Do I want to go up, or do I want to go down? The world divides into 6-foot segments. Place gear, stand high, pull up rope, haul the bag 2 painful feet at a time. Repeat process until task complete. Repeat process until I no longer think outside this precise moment. I am here and nowhere else. This is the true goal of every goal.
What am I here for? I left my home to this.
Even now, 5 days later, I'd be hard-pressed to recall much of the climbing. But what I do remember is razor sharp. A powerful wind rocked the portal ledge back and forth. Both of us woke up to a momentary feeling of weightlessness as an updraft turned our happy home into a magic carpet. During the days, swallows rocketed around us, darting within inches of our heads. It was hell on Brad's nerves. I remember the day's last light bathing me in warmth as I raced up an immaculate pitch of 5'10" fingers. What else? Let's see. The powerful smell of urine after a pee bottle broke. We were perfumed with waste, but neither of us really cared. On the third day, we hit our groove and we raced up 1,000 feet. We climbed into golden light, and then into the purple gloom of dusk, and into darkness, all the way to the light of the moon, and at 10 p.m., wasted from exertion, we stumbled onto a massive ledge like drunken pirates celebrating an uncovered hoard of gold.
I was a little out of it. I think we both were to a certain extent, but me more than you, and I decided to unpack the entire haul bag up on the mountain, regardless of whether we needed the contents I pulled out or not. Whenever you get to that point of just being completely and utterly exhausted, your mind doesn't tend to function as well as you think it should. It was a blast at the same time, which, you know, if anyone had walked upon us that evening, that moment, they would have thought that we were definitely a little weird, but it was one of the best times I've had in a long time.
Brad witnessed my only meltdown. that repeatedly kicked the massive haul bag. I swore at it and beat at it like it had killed my mother. But the violent rage, well, it came and went like the clouds racing just above our heads. I realized that desires to be off this cliff, to have this over with, or to maybe simply just throw the haul bag off of it, they were only snake oil. They weren't going to accomplish anything. The only medicine is action. Remember those goals you laid out in the new year? You wanted to introduce your children to Dawnlight. You wanted to pull down on that project. So go ahead, change the world, ski faster, ride farther, dream it, do it, repeat process until task complete. Turn off, and then turn on. Cause you know what this sound is? That's the sound of me scratching off another goal from the list. We'll be back shortly with a full-length episode. Feel free to post your goals or what you've already accomplished this year on our website as a comment. We'd love to hear about your dreams and what you're chasing. Brad, well, he concluded his LCAP adventure with a weekend in Vegas.
Yeah, yard margarita in the pool at the Rio is exactly what I needed.
He's also got another big goal for 2008, the New York City Marathon. As always, funding for the Dirtbag Diaries comes from Patagonia. Check them out online at www.patagonia.com. Music today by Santo Gold, Dosh, and the Mobius Band. You can stream the cuts and find out more information on the bands at our site, dirtbagdiaries.com. I'm Fitz Cajal. This has been a Dirtbag Diaries short. Until next time, take care.